and let's skid from Usain Bolt's incredible speed right to a dead stop. Dead Stop is the name of our special summer series. We've been visiting unusual final resting places, and today we take a trip to the grave of Andy Warhol. The artist was born 84 years ago today. NPR's Travis Larchuk visited his tombstone in Pennsylvania.
If you didn't know where to look, you might never know where Andy Warhol was buried. It's about 20 minutes outside of downtown Pittsburgh, at a modest graveyard on a hill overlooking a highway, St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Cemetery. Eric Shiner's the director of the Andy Warhol Museum. He says it's a pretty typical graveyard for Pennsylvanians with Eastern European roots.
Which is, of course, ironic that the arbiter of taste and style and art of the 20th century is laid to rest in an otherwise very mundane graveyard.
Andy Warhol was buried here in 1987. He died unexpectedly at New York Hospital while recovering from gallbladder surgery. His relatives wanted him buried with his parents just outside Pittsburgh, the city where he was born. Warhol once said he'd like his tombstone to be blank, except for the word figment. That didn't happen. His tombstone reads Andy Warhol and is just a few feet tall, smaller than his parents, which is right behind it. There's absolutely nothing exceptional about the grave, except that on this day,
it's decorated with striped green and blue and white wrapping paper.
That's artist Madeline Rierig. She works at the Carnegie Museums in Pittsburgh. Her project for the past 4 years has been to visit Warhol's grave almost every day. She documents the people who come and the objects they leave behind. She didn't put the wrapping paper there. A local Andy Warhol impersonator did. Over the years, visitors have left objects evocative of Warhol's life and work, turning this simple grave into a shrine. Some of the items are subjects of his famous silkscreen prints, a bottle of Chanel perfume, Coca-Cola, and today there are 4 cans of Campbell's soup. It's the item most commonly left at the grave. Rierig says she's seen more than 100 in all sorts of flavors.
Mainly tomato and chicken noodle and all the varieties of chicken noodle. And now you're getting low fat, low salt, and then some of the competition. A cup of noodles show up every once in a while. And I'm telling you, sometimes there's so many soup cans up there, there's like 2 rows of them.
Rierig says she's met people from all over the world who make the pilgrimage to this tiny cemetery. And locally, she's inspired a number of offbeat types to drop by the grave from time to time and pay their respects. Dave Olson's a musician who knew one of Andy Warhol's brothers. He comes by to warm up his bagpipes.
Oh, Andy, I'm so sorry. That was terrible.
Olson read about Warhol's grave on Facebook. He says, on a lark, he decided to perform at the cemetery. Now he makes visiting the grave part of his routine.
My band meets at Bethel Church up over the hill, so I would just come up here and I'd say my piece with Andy and then rush off to band practice.
On Warhol's birthday, Madeline Rierig throws a party at the cemetery. There's cake, a belly dancer shows up, and she films it all. Donald Warhola is Andy Warhol's nephew.
You know, I think that my uncle from up in heaven, he's probably looking down and probably saying, why didn't I think of that? You know, I could have been hanging out at Marilyn Monroe's tombstone with my camera or my tape recorder and getting people's thoughts.
Now, Madeline Rierig's putting together a photo book of the objects and messages left at Andy Warhol's grave. Travis Larchuk, NPR News.
Now, if you'll pardon me here, I'm just watching this time-lapse video of Andy Warhol's grave, which you can find at npr.org.